Welcome to Immersion into Source. You are about to experience a dose of healing, vibration-raising energy, channeled directly from guides and high beings of light dedicated to assisting you. Your only task is to allow the energy to flow to and through you. After the healing portion, stay on as your hosts Karin Smoot, Lisa Victorson, and Wendy Weber explore the topic of the day.
Tricked us again.
I know. I was waiting. Well, it broke up there for a second. I was like, oh, that was abrupt and fast, but oh, okay. Hi. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, here we are, and here you are. We're so happy to have you all here and to have us here.
Into Source. Yes, here we are.
Yes, we are. We're destined to be here, right?
That's right.
Even though we came of our own free will.
That was well done.
Oh, yeah. And it just came out of my mouth. I didn't even plan it. Those are the best ones, really. Whenever I try to speak, anybody that knows me, if you were in circle or some kind of like group thing, and you're going around the circle and, you know, introduce yourself and your name and why you're here and, something important about you or whatever. By the time it gets to about six people from me, I am a churning, sweating mess. Then it's five people away. Then it's four people away. I'm like, oh!
Have you ever been in that situation too where you think, okay, I know what I'm going to say. And then somebody else says it. And then somebody else says it. And I'm like, oh my God. Now, I don't want to sound like a parrot.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why sometimes I just rather go first.
Yeah.
Just let me say it first to get it over with.
Yeah.
Be done, and then I can, I don't even care what I mean, not that I don't care what anybody else says, but the pressure's
right. The pressure's off, and you're done. Right, and you're not copying. I have gotten wise, and a few times, recently, by the time it comes around me, I say, I have really nothing to add. Everyone has said such nice things, and I'm going to pass.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So I'm like, But my point was that, but yet, leading the retreats or the workshops or classes or anything, or whenever I have to give a talk to somebody, to some group or whatever, if I, Karin, am trying to come up with something to say, I'm sweating it and I'm mumbling and stumbling and not doing well. But if I step back and let Karin fade into the background and let Source just kind of flow through me, then everything sounds so wonderful and it just comes off so much clearer and more understanding and much wiser than anything that I could come up with.
Beautiful.
So it really makes a difference. And I'll tell you, I had to speak at an interfaith event a couple of years ago. I do this event every year, but, and I kind of had a key role. And so what I do for any class, I always just kind of wait for the download.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, for this time, I'm sitting in the parking lot at the event going, you guys, hello, it's running late. And it wasn't until after we'd done our dry run of practicing who's going to stand where and who's going to get up when and all this stuff that I'm sitting in the pew. The event was at a church. I'm sitting at the pew and finally it came to me. I'm like, oh my God, that was cutting it close.
Too close for comfort.
Yeah. So that was letting destiny take over. My free will is freaking out. So as you guests, I don't like that word, friends, family, as you family may have guessed, our topic for tonight is destiny versus free will. And this should be interesting. It should be. Well, we'll see how it plays out.
Right.
It usually is. So before Wendy reminds me, although I do have a little time, we're only at 7:07 and commercial break is until 7:15. We will be doing the healing after the 7:15 commercial break. So during the healing portion, we do have radio silence, which we're looking into maybe having some kind of background music playing during that portion. So anybody coming into the show isn't going, why is it quiet? But it is quiet on my end because I'm tapped into source. I mean, we all are, but I am allowing the energy to flow through me. I'm asking, I'm looking, I'm opening myself, and all of you are there receiving. So we're not having verbal conversation. And so it is quiet. It is a gift. It is an honor for all of us. For me especially, I really feel it is. And your role is to allow. We want you to be as relaxed as possible, to be minimally distracted. So don't have your TV on, you know, maybe not have, you know, your family right there if they're not going to sit still. Be as in quiet a place and serene of a place as you can. Relax everything. That means your jaw and your hips and your stomach. Just be a pile of mush.
That's right. And if you would like, if you have any questions, anything, if you've been with us before or have not been with us before and you have questions regarding this, please go over to our Facebook page right now, Immersion into Source, and type them in there. And I will happily ask Karen for you.
Yes. Questions, comments.
Yes, we'd love to hear your experiences.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, that's always cool. We'd love to hear all of it. So questions, any questions you have now about the healing portion, get those in there now so we can answer them before we get started. And then on our topic, the destiny versus free will, we'll get that going too. So after we come back, so after the 7:30 commercial break, after we come back from the healing portion, then we'll go into our Q&A portion.
Right.
So, speaking of destiny versus free will, I'm going to start crying again. I today had a mom in here, and she's the mother of anyways, one of her children, a boy. We've worked with him before. He wasn't physically here, but he was very excited to be here. His higher self is very excited to be here. Anyway, I was working with him. And he's standing here with me, and she asked some question. I forget what specifically the mom asked, but his response, she was asking about his purpose. I don't remember. Remember, we come from eternal life and have this experience, and then we go back to our eternal life and have another experience and whatever, but we are eternally existing. He had chosen this time to come to this place to a degree because he knew that I was going to be here.
Wow.
It just made me cry. It was just so beautiful and so humbling. I was so honored, you know, and he was so kind and respectful and humble and sincere and just, it was so powerful. So, you know, tying that into the destiny versus free will thing, you know, he knew he had to have an experience. He went for his lessons that he is here, but he had free will to some degree, and that he got to time it and tie it into you know, to make it optimal for himself or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so
it's really beautiful,
isn't it? I mean,
yes.
You think about all the layers and levels of connection and levels levels of free will, levels of destiny. I mean, it's such a complex thing, and in all of these topics that we talk about in Immersion into Source, I think we're always just scratching the surface. I think that there is so much more, and so if we can just get a kind of an allegorical idea of what it really is, we're doing well. But in reality, it's many, many levels. And you know, they say that when you pass and leave your physical body, when you read something, you understand the seven layers, especially like scriptural type of things. You understand immediately the seven layers of meaning. I don't know about you, but when I read scripture, even the most I might get is two, maybe three layers of meaning. That's about all my brain can kind of comprehend.
Right. Mm-hmm.
To automatically get seven layers, and that's just because you dropped your physical body. Imagine once you progress and you learn more and more, how many layers of meaning could you possibly get?
Right.
You know, there are probably infinite layers of meaning.
Mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling. Surprise, our poor little brains haven't just fried up and, you know, like a, like frozen, like, you know, your computer freezes or whatever. Just
right.
Done.
Does not compute. I can't move.
Yeah. Oh, boy. How about you? Any Destiny comments, story, anything?
Me?
Yes, Wendy.
Oh, my gosh. Well, not, you know, not really. Some of mine are going to come out in some of the questions that we have.
Okay.
And I don't want to give any of those away.
Okay.
But, you know, I guess, you know, sometimes there's been a couple of incidences in my life where I, before I was even awake, I guess you could say, where I was just like, oh my gosh, I know that this was meant to happen. And, but I think the most beautiful thing for me is now that I am awake is I love it when I can see things lining up,
uh-huh.
You know, and it's like, okay, I know this is right because look at this, you know, and the little synchronicities and, you know, when you, when you go to, you go do something and it just clicks and it works and you're like, okay, wow, this is good, you know?
Uh-huh.
And the feeling that you get that it's absolutely 100% right. And it's like, it's unknown. You know, in my former life, I never felt that. I didn't know it. Not in the way that I do now. So I guess that's really the only thing that comes to my mind that, you know, so I don't give away a question.
Okay.
And speaking of questions, guys, bring them on because I've got some, but I don't know if I have a half hour's worth.
I'll try and stretch out the answers.
We'll see.
Yeah. Commercial break.
I know. I love the song. I know I say it every time.
It's beautiful every time.
Connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
I love what they just said there.
What was that?
Feed your soul.
Yeah. Yeah. And I had a little synchronetic moment there. I have a client whose last name, I saw it spelled but never heard it pronounced until just now on that radio, on that commercial, Hodling. Hodling.
Oh,
I always saw it and I was like, I wonder how you say that name. Now I know.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, anyway.
All right.
So here we go to the healing portion. Those of you that are just joining us, perhaps, this is where you get to receive some healing energy coming in from Source. It's going to be quiet. We will be in silent mode. And I will be channeling Source to you. And so you will feel it in your body or not. You might feel it emotionally or not. The big thing is to allow. Get comfortable and allow. Have an internal experience. Close your eyes. Try not to be distracted. Just allow things to flow however they're going to flow. And here we go. All right. Let's.
Wow, that seemed like 2 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I know sometimes it goes so quick. I tell you know how on Sunday, you know, they again reminded me I have to, you know, they wanted me to stretch and get bigger and make, you know, let more through and grow. So, you know, I'm in process too. And I'm not a stagnant reed. I'm a stretching, growing reed. And so I stretched and grew to 14 feet. And I felt like I was like Pinocchio learning to walk and so grateful for that string still held by the master because I would have crumpled and fallen otherwise, you know?
Right.
Oh.
That was pretty amazing.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. And I got a pretty neat message too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what, you know, my daughter recently graduated from college and she has moved to Europe like all within, you know, like 10 days. And what I got was that, you know, while my other daughter moved out just a couple of months ago, she had disconnected from me a long time ago, where this one hadn't, even though she's been away from me, she hadn't left me. And that ripping that cord, like, you know, just detaching from me this way with her free will to follow her destiny was like the most loving, kind thing she could have ever done for me.
Oh, how beautiful.
Yeah. So it's like, you hurt Mama, but this was the best thing she could have ever done for you. You just wait.
Oh, what a gift.
Yeah.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the blue collar goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into OM Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Free your mind with OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
We're back.
We're back, and now we're in the Q&A portion.
Woo!
Topic exploration.
Destiny versus free will.
Yes.
So, you know, I guess, you know, so often I think that sometimes a little definition is always in need. I mean, free will, I think that stands on its own, but how do we define destiny?
Well, destiny would be something destined to happen.
Okay.
Right? So destined, yeah. Destiny, destined, you know, and I guess what we would like to explore, amongst other things, is perhaps, you know, are there varying degrees of things that are destined or various categories of things that are destined or, You know, and then to what degree is destiny set in stone, so to speak?
Right.
You know, to what degree can we change our destiny, or should we change our destiny? I don't know.
Right.
Let's see what we can find out.
All right. So I think what I want to start with is this question right here. What part of our life is predetermined? Is it true that only the birth family, the location of the birth, and overall lessons the soul wants to focus on are pre-planned?
No. There are things set up already ahead of time that, you know, when you hit 12, you meet a certain person. When you hit 30, you, you know, move to a certain town. There are things throughout your life that are the wheels have already been, the logistics has already been put into play.
I love that answer.
It's not just those three things that you, birth and place and family, I think you said. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the first part of the question was?
What part of our life is predetermined?
What part of our life? It looks like a nest, which I find that interesting. The nest, the bubble, the cocoon within which you're operating is predetermined. You are operating from this cocoon, this set of circumstances. And within that, you know, so everything is kind of structured within that or from that perspective. Does that make sense? I can see it. I don't know that I can. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I'm kind of the way that I'm taking that is where I live, my town, my family, my job, my friends, you know, my environment.
No, it's like if you're in a cocoon, if you're in a bubble, in a nest or something, you're floating through space, and your nest is made up of certain things. You're made up of certain twigs and certain fibers and certain leaves or whatever your nest is made of.
Okay.
So that's kind of the vibration, the setting from which you are operating. You land here on Earth. Again, Marie, this is all allegorical. So your little nest lands here on Earth, and you live in that nest through Earth. And then when you leave, so that kind of predetermines the space which you're sprung from, the energy that you've sprung from. So if your nest and my nest are different, so my circumstances are going to, boy, describe a picture. That's why they say a picture is worth 1,000 words. I think a picture is worth like 1,000,000 words, really. So the way I perceive things, the way I walk through my life is bound by that set of circumstances of my nest, set of parameters from that nest. That doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to expand to the degree that that nest is. But those are the parameters that have been set up for this experience.
Okay. So depending on what you choose along your path, you could expand, but you don't have to, and you might not.
And you're not going to expand beyond the parameter of your nest.
Okay.
That you came with. So that's predetermined. Like there's this big bowl or nest or however. I mean, I'm seeing it as a nest, but you can see it however, you know, whatever works for you. There's this set of possibilities. And that's what you come in with. And everything that you're going to do is going to somehow be in within that scope. You may or may not reach the outer limits of it. You may freeze and be stuck in the center and not ever make it very far. But you're not going to go beyond that because that's been predetermined, that that's what you need. That's what your growth is for this, for, at this time, for this experience, for your, for where you are on your eternal path. That's the phase you are in.
Okay.
And remember, we're thinking of all these things from an eternal perspective, not an earthly perspective.
Okay. It's always so deep.
Yeah. And as we talked earlier, and we're only like scratching the surface here. So.
I know. It's like sometimes I just have to scratch my head and go, okay, I think I'm going to have to mull that over for a little bit. But
yeah.
All right. Got a question here for you from Facebook. Do we define free will as the will of the ego self or the higher self?
Both.
Okay.
And there is a dichotomy there because the higher self ideally makes better choices, let's say, mm-hmm. than the conscious self probably would. But the conscious self isn't always going to listen to what the higher self says. So there's free will even between those two aspects. They aren't necessarily in harmony with one another. They aren't necessarily in alignment with one another.
Okay. Okay. Again, scratching my head a little bit.
That is one of our tests, and that's why the we are always admonished so frequently to reflect, to gain understanding of our own inner selves, to explore who we truly are, because the greater degree to which you align your higher self and your ego with each other, the more that you, the smoother this will be. Actually, somebody emailed me. I don't know who she is. I think she found us on Immersion. Maybe she's listening tonight. Somebody emailed or Facebook messaged me asking about, she'd had some experience at a retreat or something, and she asked if I could give her some insight into what that was about. And to make a longer story short, it was her higher self settling deeper into her earthly self. And wow. And she had spent like 8 hours where she was like in a trance or something. So
wow.
Yeah, so it was a pretty intense experience. But so interestingly though, that was her higher self settling deeper into her earthly self. So ideally that there will be more commonality, more synchronicity between those aspects of her going forward.
It's beautiful. Okay. I've got a comment here. I understood the nest to be cocoon that you can break free from like a butterfly.
That would be a different, that would be with still within those, still within that paradigm, within that nest. There are many cocoons within that bigger nest.
Okay.
It's a, remember, we are eternal beings in an infinite universe, traveling, growing, experiencing, and there are many things that are beyond our earthly understanding, but there are many things in any world you are in, any realm you are in, there are always going to be things that are beyond our understanding. So there is a veil, a barrier, a protection that you, at this state of your growth, you are within this nest. And again, that there are many lessons and things within that, but you want to be safe. You don't want to be bombarded with things that are not, that you are not prepared to handle or equipped to deal with, to exchange. So, you know, it's like skin. You know, there's a lot of things going on underneath my skin. you know, my skin really isn't who I am. Really, it's my muscles and skeleton and all that that is doing all the work. The skin is kind of just holding it all together and protecting it, though, from the outside environment, which would really be, it would be really difficult for my innards to be walking, to be functioning within on this planet mm-hmm. without the skin.
Right.
But the skin is really not, all the skin is doing is kind of a barrier. Everything is happening inside. I hope that works as an analogy.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Then there was another question here, and hopefully we can answer this with before our next break. We'll try. If free will is from the higher self, how is that different than predestined when the higher self has a contract / agreement with Source for the predestined aspects?
But we're still not automatons, automatons. We still function with free will. So, and even though you have a destiny and your free will might have agreed to that destiny, that doesn't mean you can't sometimes balk at it or, you know, want to rethink the whole thing. Wait a minute, I changed my mind.
Right. Well, because sometimes we choose hard things.
We do choose hard things. That doesn't mean that we don't want to break sometimes. We don't want to rest. We don't want help, you know, or we don't fear, oh my God, I can't handle it. I thought I could do it, but I can't,
right.
You know? And so you can kind of freak yourself out. So your higher self can, you know, we're not perfect. Nobody's perfect but God.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today. So you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Back. Welcome back. All right.
We're on the home stretch here.
That's right. Okay, next question is, doesn't the higher self agree to this nest?
Yes.
Okay.
And then, actually agree to, but to a great degree does not have power over it because the higher self is within that nest as well.
Okay. Okay, and then, what I mean, this is back to the other question about if free will is from the higher self, and do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. What I mean is there isn't any predestined aspect to which our free will through the higher self hasn't agreed, correct?
There isn't any aspect to our free will which the higher self hasn't agreed to?
Right. Or are there aspects or details which are imposed without free will consent?
Without higher self free will or earthly conscious free will?
I would think higher self, because higher self was in the first part of it.
Okay. So let's be clear. The higher self free will is still separate from God's will. You can still be misaligned with God's will or destiny. So just to be clear that our higher self free will is also not perfect. So that higher self, let's just make a scenario that makes sense that we can agree to, and with the understanding that, of course, there are always variations to the theme. But in general, so you exist. You've always existed. You always will exist. And you decide that you want to have an experience on Earth or on Mars or on some galaxy far, far away with, you know, on a Star Trek beam. Who knows? You make the decision. You are always going to have guides with you. You're always going to have mentors. You're always going to have friends. So you gather together a committee. Maybe your higher beings that you associate with, you know, like analogous to here, perhaps you might gather your parents and your priest and your, you know, your therapist and whatever, you might gather everybody together. You know, I have this, I would like to accomplish, you know, I want to make sure that I have all my ducks aligned. So you therapist and you doctor and you priest and you family and you kids and you, you know, financial guy, like, let's come up with a plan that's going to accomplish what I need to accomplish and make sure that all my ducks are in a row. So same thing. So, okay, so I'm going to have this experience. So you make this plan and, you know, perhaps it has to get, you know, stamped by some committee somewhere. Yep, that's a good plan. Well, that works. So you come here. Now you come here, and remember, your higher self is your eternal self. That's the part of you that always exists. This conscious self is an aspect of that. It is not fully all of you, because clearly we don't remember everything about the universe and all our lives and all and everything that we've had. So this free will here is to some degree separate from that free will. So you made a plan and you have destiny and there are certain things that you want to accomplish. But within that, there's a lot of latitude as far as how it's going to play out and how stubborn you're going to be and how much you got to get dragged by the heels, you know, kicking and screaming to accomplish these things. And again, to the greater degree to which we open ourselves to source, to our higher selves, to what is, the smoother and easier it's going to happen. Doesn't mean it's going to be perfect. Doesn't mean you're not going to still have troubles, because troubles are part of growth. We don't like them, but without troubles, we don't grow. Does that make sense? Does that answer the question? I hope so.
Well, let me know.
Okay.
If it doesn't, you know, keep your comments coming. I liked it. I like that, you know, it's like the challenges and the struggles, they definitely do help. All right, so I took this right off of what we posted because I thought I loved this question. But if I have free will, how do I know I am living my destiny?
There's an inner peace. You're not chasing. We all have been in those phases in our lives. Maybe some of you are blessed to always have been calm and know and feel at peace. But so many times, you know, we're always chasing after something. And so we think that we're going to get it by shopping or drinking or you know, the best pizza or the you know, we're always like going after something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying don't ever shop again. Please.
Right.
If somebody told me I could never shop again, I would have a fit. But the point is, the more that you feel at ease and at peace with whatever's going on in your life, the more that you are aligned with your destiny, the more that you are living and floating and growing and flowing towards whatever is next in that unfolding destiny of yours, that the more that you're chasing after stuff, you're kind of like pulling yourself off the path.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah. The more calm you feel, the more you know that you are in the flow and you are going towards, you know, every moment is something. It's an ongoing existence.
I love it.
I know we like to think of destiny as being moments. Like, it was my destiny to marry this person. It was my destiny to, you know, fall off the boat. It was my, you know, we see destiny as defined moments. There are defined moments, but it's also you're who you are. And that's an ongoing thing. It's not so much moments. So it's both.
Okay. All right. Well, that's neat. So so you could say that some of those moments are like just predetermined aspects. I have a question though about this.
Okay.
So, you know, we have free will, and you know, and you were making comments about, you know, shopping to fulfill your soul or drinking or whatever. But so let's say that you make a, and I'm going to put quotations up here, wrong choice. Okay. For what you set up for yourself. And do you, and let's say that, and in doing so, you, all right, wait, you're at the fork in a road. And if you go to the left, there's a really important lesson, but you decide to go to the right. So does that lesson present itself in a different way down that other path? Or do you miss it and have to do it next time?
The lesson will come in some other way. You will work very hard, you, your higher self, and your team, you know, the team that put together, remember, your pastor, your financial guy, and everybody.
Right.
Will work hard to set up another scenario in which you can learn that lesson in this existence, in this experience. If at all possible, they will work to make it happen in some other way. Because you want it, you know, like you have your little set, you know, you have your game plan, and so you want that to happen. And if your conscious self didn't play along and turn the wrong way, nobody's going to be upset, and they just go, okay, that well, let's try this instead.
Okay, that's good. Mm-hmm. I like it. So one of the articles that I was reading today kind of went deep into like different things that affect, like. Oh, wait. I have to ask this one, though. Because I'm afraid we'll run out of time, and I love this question. Isn't free will negated if fate exists?
If fate means that you are going to get from point A to point B, that's your fate, point A to point B, right?
Right.
Free will is the route you take to get there. You could say point A to point B is a straight line.
Never is.
Right. But there are many ways to get from point A to point B. You could take a straight line. You could go around in circles and circle mm-hmm. back. You could do a zigzag. You could go backwards and forwards. There are many ways to get from point A to point B. It's not so you're going to end up at point B. It's a matter of what you're going to take to get there.
So it's just how hard are you going to make your team work to make sure that you get all your stuff done?
Right.
So that's why when we're in alignment, we're at peace, because we don't have all these beings pounding on us going, hey, wait, look here.
You're going the wrong way.
You didn't want to do that. You wanted. All right. Okay. Well, I'm wondering if we shouldn't talk about what we've got upcoming, because we've just got like 2 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. We are down to the wire here.
And you know what? And this is very cool. Thank you for your participation on Facebook, because I didn't even get all my questions answered, and I am happy with that because I love it how it went tonight. So thank you.
Yes. Thank you all so much. We love that you're listening to us.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're sitting going, hello, is anybody out there?
Oh, and she's got another great question too, but I don't think we're going to have time for it. So,
okay.
What? We're going to try. Well,
let's try. Okay. Right. So next Wednesday is, can we become angels? So that's here on Om Times Radio. Next Sunday, this coming up Sunday on the webinar, is Spirits to Avoid.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this one real quick because it's a cool one. Why grow? Oh, my gosh. Here it is. I'm sorry. We're not going to get to it.
Oh. Well,
she's got two good ones here, so we'll have to keep.
All right. I'll try to get to them on Facebook.
Okay.
I don't know that I'll do it tonight, but that reminds me. I still have that question from a couple of weeks ago. I have to try to get all those soon. Forgive me, everybody. I love you all.
Love you.
I just sometimes just run out of time to do stuff. Thank you. Namaste.